Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Well, good afternoon, and praise God from whom all our blessings truly flow. We give God all the glory and all the praise for all that he has done for your family and my family so far in 2016. And as we enter into a glorious 2016 new year, we'd just like to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our prayer partners, and all of our supporters at this present time. We'd just like to thank for the new all our new supporters that are calling in. We just like to thank for all those who call in for prayer and for counseling, and we appreciate your calls. Thank you so much. Just keep those calls coming. Well, today is Monday. It is February the 8th, 2016, and my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your blessed of God co-host together with my anointed and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host for our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and our God-appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. And for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny. God has blessed us to be all that we can be in him thus far in the year 2016, as I stated earlier. Now, if he woke you up this morning and you found yourself closed in your right mind and you have all the faculties in place, just lift up your hands to the heavens and give God a high nose of praise. Praise God, for we are embarking upon another glorious and blessed week. We truly have so much to shout hallelujah for, because we know that God is good all the time. I would like to encourage you and keep an attitude of faith and expectation, because God will turn things around for you and create something out of nothing. Do you believe that? All right, then. Our inspiration for this week, it's titled, Take the Time You Owe It to Yourself. And it reads as follows. My name is God. You hardly have time for me. I love you and will always bless you. I am always with you. I need you to spend 30 minutes of your time with me today. Don't pray, just praise me. Today, I want this message to go across the world before midnight. Will you help me? I'll help you with something that you are in need of. Just dare me. So get the word out as fast as you possibly can. A blessing is coming your way. Tomorrow will be the best day of your life. Why do we feel sleepy in prayer, but stay awake through a 3-hour movie? Why are we so bored when we look at the Holy Bible, but find it easy to read other books? Why is it so easy to ignore a message about God, yet we talk about other ones? Why are our prayers getting smaller, but bars and clubs are expanding. Why is it so easy to worship a celebrity but very difficult to engage with God? Think about it. Are you going to forward this, or are you going to ignore it because you think you will get laughed at? God said, if you deny me in front of your friends, I will deny you on the day of judgment. When one door closes, God simply opens two. Now, God has no BlackBerry, but he's my favorite contact. He is not on Facebook, but he is my best friend and best contact. He is not on Twitter, but I still follow him. And even without the internet, I am always connected to him. He is not on Gmail, but he's always online. So tell everyone you know, call them, tweet them, text them, text all of your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and your enemies as well. If God has been good to you, then let them know. All right? Our topic for today, you need to go ahead and get your pens and your paper and your Bible, because you don't want to miss this anointed message that's coming forth today by Almighty God. And you want to write down these scriptures, okay, for further use as well. Our main scripture will be coming from, well, let me tell you our title, our topic first. The topic is, are you committed? That is a question for you to ask yourself. Are you committed? Now, throughout the message, you will find out the things that the commitment is going to, you know, be all about. So right now, the question is, are you committed? Our main scripture comes from Psalms 37 and 5. 37 and 5. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That is our main scriptures. Now, the other scriptures will be, and you might want to write those down, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Ephesians 4, 25 through 27, Ephesians 4, 29 through 32, and Colossians 3, 1 through 9. Those are other scriptures, and you might want to have those handy, okay? Okay, thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. Now, at this time, it gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others my beloved husband and gifted speaker of the hour, the host of Come Together for a Change, the anointed, the blessed, the powerful, and dynamic senior chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege to come your way another afternoon. Because Jesus Christ is alive and he's living in our hearts, and he gives us that desire to want to go forward and to do the things that he would have us to do. Now, it's interesting that this month of February is the month of love. This month of February, matter of fact, next Sunday is Valentine's Day, where you will be hearing everybody talking about love and expressions of love. But it's important to be committed. If you cannot be committed to anything, you cannot be able to love, because love is commitment. Love is giving without expecting anything in return, and therefore it's important for you to understand where we're going. Life is basically a journey from the cradle to the grave. Between the letters B and D, which represent birth and death, to the letter C, which stands for choices, chances, changes, and consequences. God gave man the power of choice. That is why I say that the choices you make will determine the destination of your life. Very often, the decisions you make will depend on to who you are listening. So I kindly ask, are you today? To whom are you listening? To whom are you committed? What is your commitment? Are you committed to make the right choices? Are you committed to be able to go forward in faith and do what you know is right? It's important, because if you are going to follow Jesus and you're going to be committed to Jesus, you've got to be able to understand how your commitment will make changes in your life. because if you're not committed, you cannot be able to make changes. It's just like in your relationship. If you're not committed to do what is right, you will make the wrong choices, you will make the wrong decisions, and you will not be able to see God working for you. God wants to work for us, and he wants us to understand that a commitment is necessary, that you have got to understand that there are things that you have got to put away. There are things that you've got to put down, all right? In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to verse 9, I want to read some scriptures there for you. It's important that you know why and to what you are committed, okay? That is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 9.
I'm sorry, that was the last chapter. I don't have that yet. Oh, second please. Okay, chapter 3, Colossians 3, 1 through 9, and it reads as follows. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuous, and covetousness, which is adultery. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also, all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with the deeds.
Okay. Now, if you're going to be committed to Jesus, if you're going to walk in the newness of life, you've got to, if you've been risen with Christ, you've got to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So it's important, the first thing that you've got to do in order to be able to be committed, you've got to put aside some things, all right? The scripture says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, if you're going to go into a relationship, you've got to understand how to set your affections. Your affections must be towards that person that you are making a commitment to. And if you're going to be committed to Jesus, your affections have got to be towards him. And verse 8 says, but now ye also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Now, this is important for us to be able to walk in the newness of life. We've got to put off lying. As a matter of fact, when we look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, we are going to see some stuff there from verse 22 to verse 29. So it is important that we understand that if we are going to walk with Christ, we have got to be able to be committed to the truth, to telling the truth. We've got to be committed to putting away lying. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 29.
Ephesians 4, 22 to 29, 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Okay. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That ends with 24.
Okay. Therefore put the way lion speaks truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, neither give place to the devil. Now, if you are going to be in any kind of committed relationship, you've got to be angry and sin not. You've got to be able to put away lying. You've got to be able to speak truth, every man. You've got to be able to understand that a commitment begins with truth. If there is no truth, there can be no commitment. If there is going to be the deceit, if there is going to be lying, if there is going to be communication that's going to be false, then we cannot really say that we are in a committed relationship. First, you have to be in a committed relationship with God, your Heavenly Father. Have you got such a relationship with Him that you know that you are truthful? Can you speak the truth to Him? Can you believe Him to make changes in your life? Can you see things happening and know that God will bring you through without you having to worry about the circumstances or the consequences? Do you know that God is with you despite the circumstances, despite how you feel? Well, there are some things that you've got to give up if you're going to make a commitment. Really, the first thing you've got to commit is to trust in God. That's why the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thy might and lean not to thine own understanding. As you trust Him, you've got to stop doubting yourself. The devil will try to make you doubt Him, so you've got to stop doubting Him. You've got to put aside negative thinking. You've got to put aside the fear of failure. You've got to put aside criticizing yourself and others. You've got to put aside negative self-talk. You've got to put off procrastination. You've got to put off the fear of success. And you've got to put off the people-pleasing. Lots of us, at times, because we don't put off these things, we can't put on the new things. If you're going to put on a new suit of clothes, you've got to put off the old suit that you're wearing. So you've got to take off in order to put on. And God is expecting us to take off the old clothing and put on the new clothing, and to be able to say what the Word says. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, that you put off concerning the old conversation. Because very often, our old conversation prevents us from really getting a good understanding and communicating with others in a wise way. That's why we've got to learn to, as we learn to love God, we've got to learn to love others, right? And you've got to understand that in a commitment to God, it means that you've got to put off the old things. You've got to put off the things that would cause you frustration. You've got to put off lying. You've got to put off the things that hold you down. It's time for a new walk with God. It's time for us to rise up in faith and do the things that are important. It's time for us to understand that without holiness, no man can see God. It's time for us to understand that God wants us. He is depending upon us to make a way for us. You've got to cancel the old habits. You've got to be willing to walk in a newness of life. If there is no newness of life, there is no commitment. There is no confidence. There's no understanding of purpose. Therefore, you've got to make sure that you understand, because your words have the power to heal, to hurt, to hinder, to humiliate, to motivate, to infuriate, to cause us to love, to provoke to anger, to condemn. So you've got to understand that you've got to put away lying. You've got to put off things that are going to be dangerous. Because one of the easiest things that we can find ourselves doing is telling lies. And when we tell lies, we hurt God. We break our commitment to God. We break our covenant with God. And therefore, you tell lies in your relationships. You say things to others that you know is not truthful. You tell other people you love them when you know you don't really love them. You know that you don't really want to commit yourself to them, but you say things to them to motivate them so that they will give in to you. And it's time that we come to grips with the devil. He is the liar from the beginning, and he wants you to continue going in the path of unrighteousness. But God is saying to you, are you ready to make a commitment to me? Are you ready to put aside the old things? Are you ready to put aside lying? Are you ready to put aside the things that are going to hold you back? I want to suggest to you this evening that you have got to be willing to enter into a relationship. And if you're going to enter into a relationship with God, which means that you're going to have to tell the truth, you've got to be honest, you've got to come to grips with the things that are going to hold you, that are going to stop you from receiving what God has for you. Are you ready to commit, to be really committed to God? Because if you're going to be committed to him, you've got to put aside the things that you know that are going to hold you back. You ready to put aside those things and to be walking in the newness of life? God is the God of the impossible. He's the God of the miraculous. He's the God of the supernatural. And he wants to help you, but he wants you to commit to him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to walk by faith in his word. He wants you to understand that you have got to be able to put aside the first thing is your conversation. You know, because very often it's our conversation, it's our words that get us into trouble. We say the wrong things. We tell lies to people. We didn't intend to do it. But now we realize that all the lies we have told has got us into problems. And God is saying to you, look, I want you to stop the lying. I want you to stop the things that are holding you back. I want you to commit yourselves to me. I want you to understand that the things you've been using to help boost your morale is not helping you any. I want you to understand that being on drugs and smoking and being on the things that you think is going to help you, they're not going to help you any. The enemy of your soul has been trying to cause you to stay where you are so that you do not understand how to get out of where you are. Sometimes you are in a problem, you're in difficulties, and you don't know how to get out of them. But God is saying to me, to you this evening, look, trust me. If you learn to listen to my word in all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. I want to direct your path, but are you willing to listen to my word? Are you willing to take my word and learn of me? Because he says his word is truth from the beginning, and every one of his righteous judgments endure forever. God wants to make a change in your life. But he wants to help you understand how to overcome the weaknesses of lying, the weaknesses that are causing you not to understand how to follow him. Are you ready for a new commitment to God? Are you ready for a new commitment in your relationship? Are you ready for a new commitment to your church? Are you ready for a new commitment at work? Are you willing to do the things that are necessary to make life better for you? God wants to help you. He wants to give you a new life. And it's important that you understand that this is a time for a change. This is a time for new action. Even as you think about Valentine's Day, which is coming up soon, are you ready to tell the truth? Are you ready to be able to speak the truth to your fiance? Are you ready to speak the truth to your spouse? Are you willing to put aside the lying and to let them know the truth that will set you free, because the word says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Are you willing to be able to do what is right in the sight of God? Are you willing to be committed to God? Are you willing to be committed to doing what is right? I want to help you this evening, because I know that there are lots of us who at this time, even at this Valentine's Day is coming up, and you will find it difficult sometimes to tell the truth. You may not have the money to buy a gift, and you may tell a lie so that you don't have to get out, so that you have to get out of telling the truth about why you can't give a gift. And God wants to help you to get out of the lying, to get out of saying things that you know are not true. And God is going to help you if you are willing to turn your life over to Him. I want to help you, and I want to pray for you now that God will give you the courage and the strength to overcome every evil thought, every evil action. The words that will hurt others, and to bring you into an understanding of your need for commitment. Are you ready to commit to God? Are you ready to commit to your life and faith, to turn your eyes upon Jesus? Are you willing to let Him know that you are willing to be that person that He wants you to be? I want to pray for you now that God will give you the courage and the strength to be obedient to Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. Let the Holy Spirit minister to those who have been listening, Lord. Those who have been listening, but they find it difficult to walk straight, Lord. They find it difficult to be committed to you. And, Lord, the devil has got them in trouble because they have been lying and they have been saying things that have not been true. But, Lord Jesus, I come against and I pull down every stronghold, every weakness of lying, every weakness that is causing them to break their commitment. And help them, dear Father, to turn their lives over to you and to do what is right in your sight. You are the God of the impossible, and we know that you can help them, dear Father. So let the anointing of your Holy Spirit minister to them. Let there be truthfulness. Let there be peace. Let your Holy Spirit minister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the question is, are you committed? And the last question is, are you ready for a new commitment to God? Are you ready for a new commitment to your church? Are you ready for a new commitment to your family, to your friends, to your coworkers? Are you ready for that new commitment in this 2016 new year? Amen, amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. But we will be able to connect again next Monday. And I'm asking you to make sure you have your Bibles and you have your pencils so that you can write down all the information you need. Next Monday will be, I believe it's going to be February 15th. It is Valentine's Day. So come back with us and join us next week. Do yourself a favor, someone that you really love, and give them the number so they can call in and listen to this call at the same time as we did this time. The number to call in is 646-200-0578. 626-200-0578. And we're go over your notes this week so that you can understand exactly what it means to be committed. And next Monday, we're going to have a special message just for you. So make sure you call in and you bring someone else on the line with you as well, all right? Thank you so much. God bless you. We'll see you again next Monday. And go out and do something great for someone. Go out and do something for someone that you haven't thought about doing. And God will bless you for it. Amen? Have a great time.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because
tonight.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy. Let the